guitar.
How we do it?
You take your time. Sparky said he's an old man. He will not be rushed and will not be the ones to do it. We're patient people in Florida. Had a conversation with Sparky. He was involved with the Highlander School of Folk Music. I was familiar with that. I grew up near it in Tennessee. It's moved now to Knoxville. Is that right? Just remind you that these folks, as a lot of people, will have CDs for sale out back. And if you want to do something special and keep the wheels rolling and keep people on the road, especially in these times, a CD purchase will go a long way to buy some gasoline. So,
not much.
Not much. Not as much as it used to. Please welcome to the old marble stage Sparky and Rhonda Rucker.
Thank you.
One, testing. One.
Where's sound?
One, two, three.
I hear you, but I don't see you.
Way up here. Hello.
Where? Oh, way back there.
Oh, back there. Okay. Kind of blending in with the rest of them back there. So I hope everybody been enjoying themselves this fine Saturday. In fact, any day I wake up is a fine day. You know, those things mean a lot more as you move along in years. You know, back about 380 years ago, 1619 to be precise, some of my ancestors came to this country from West Africa. They came from many different tribes: Yoruba, Mandinga, Bantu, Ashanti, Fulani, Hausa, Igbo. But they didn't come to this country because they wanted to. They certainly didn't come over on a love boat. In fact, they came over on that third leg of the triangle called the Golden Triangle. Golden Triangle, starting from the tobacco fields of Virginia, carrying tobacco and sugar cane over into England. And there they would exchange these goods for implements of iron and steel, glass beads from Vienna, and start that second leg of the triangle, heading down to West Africa. And there they traded those goods for human cargo. And thus began the third leg of that journey. Some people call it the Middle Passage. Can't seem to get this thing in tune. I think I'll blame it on Jeb Bush. The one that used to be the smarter Bush brother. I think they're grading that smart on a curve. What do you think? Your uncle or what? When those ancestors of mine stepped ashore, their lives were changed forever here in the land of the free, home of the brave. Nobody in their right mind enjoyed being a slave, no matter what they tell you in the great fiction novel Gone with the Wind. Nobody enjoyed being a slave. Give me a break. Most folk don't even want to go to work when they're getting paid to go to work. Can I get an amen on this?
Amen.
So obviously the first order of existence was to try to escape. They had an organization help slaves escape north to freedom called the Underground Railroad. Now we know it wasn't really a railroad, but it was organized like one with stations, conductors, and passengers. The stations were the places people could stop and hide. They'd travel by night, hide by day. Maybe it was in an old farmhouse, an attic, a basement, a barn, a cave. Someplace they could stop and hide and feel safe from the paddy rollers, the slave catchers. Of course, they were not allowed any education, so some of them needed to know the way north. They needed a guide, a conductor, somebody like Harry Tubman, Frederick Douglass, Sojourner Truth, Peg Leg Joe, Levi Coffin, John Brown. Some names we'll never know. And there were songs people sang on the Underground Railroad. Songs like Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, Follow the Drinking Gourd, Steal Away. Songs people still sing in churches and schools today. And songs like the one we're going to do for you this afternoon. This is called The Gospel Train. Won't you get on board, children, children, get on board. Children, children, get on board. Children, children, there's room for many and more. Won't you get on board, children, children, get on board. Get on board, children, children, there's room for many and more. The gospel train is coming, I hear it around the curve. She's a loosened all her steaming brakes, straining every nerve. Won't you get on board, children, children, get on board. Children, children, get on board. Children, children, there's room for many and more. Fare is cheap and all can go. Rich and poor are there. No second class aboard this train. No difference in the fare. Won't you get on board? Children, children, get on board. Get on board. Children, children, there's room for many more. Here comes the train. Get ready, gonna ride to freedom at last. Won't you get on board, children, children, get on board. Children, children, get on board. Children, children, there's room for many more. Won't you get on board, children, children, get on board. Get on board, children, children, there's room for many more. Get on board, chill, chill, there's room for many more. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I mentioned to some of the other audiences that I learned a lot of my harmonica playing from listening to the music of a man named Sonny Terry. And we do a lot of music that Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee used to play. They played and sang together for about 40 years. But before Brownie McGee, there was Blind Boy Fuller, Fulton Allen. He was the guitar player that played with Sonny Terry. And we're going to do a song blues song that Blind Boy Fuller used to do. And I like this song.
Why do you like
this song? I like this song because it's called Little Woman So Sweet.
Yeah, Blind Boy Fuller said, I may not be able to see you so well, but I ain't no dumb man. I know how to. He said, I know how to talk to the women. I learned this song from another Carolina blues man by the name of Drink Small. Isn't that a great name?
That's a great name.
Drink Small. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. I seen you, buddy. You don't drink small. <You Hey, baby, hey, gal, don't you hear me calling you? You're so sweet, so sweet, little woman, so sweet. I love my baby. Lord, I love her to the bone. If you see my little woman, won't you please send her home? She's so sweet. So sweet, little woman, so sweet. Wish I could holler like a mountain jack. I'd climb the Smoky Mountains and call my baby back. She's so sweet, little woman, so sweet. I'm gonna write you a song. So little woman, you know right from wrong. She's so sweet, little woman, so sweet. I better call her one more time. Hey, baby. Hey, gal, don't you hear me calling you? You're so sweet, little woman, so sweet. You know, both Rhonda and I come from the mountains of the Southern Appalachian Mountains. I know Yankees call them Southern Appalachian Mountains, but they get a lot of stuff wrong, you know. In fact, Rhonda and I noticed that there is a grit line in this country. Have you ever noticed that? There is a grit line in this country. You be going north and all of a sudden the accent changes and you look at the menu and then you can no longer get grits. They offer you oatmeal. I said, uh-oh, Rhonda, we done slipped over the grit line. And we have learned not to ever get a biscuit north of that line. Don't ever get pecan pie north of that line. And don't you dare get you a bagel south of that line. Buddy, what you do to my donut? Got onions and stuff on my donut. Kind of hard, too. I soak that thing. That thing still, this ain't like Krispy Kreme. There's just regional differences, you know. But there in the Southern Appalachians where you got your Scots, your Irish, and your Scot-Irish, them's some mixed up ones that kind of got run out, you know. Well, y'all know about that. Y'all got them over in St. Augustine. Gotta know your history. Gotta know your history. And people began to exploit our area of the world. They found out there were riches. All them robber barons come down there. Oh, yeah, look at all that copper. Look at all that coal. And then they started taking the sons and daughters of Aaron down into the mines, making them work down in like trolls down in the mines, not giving them good air to breathe. In fact, they still have a hard time accepting the fact that black lung exists. Oh, they will exploit you. Oh, yes, they will. But Lord have mercy, come taking care of you. They just forget all about you. Ask some veterans what I'm talking about. They will exploit you. It's up to you to be aware and fight for your rights. It's up to you if you see something wrong to eradicate it. Don't be saying, somebody ought to do something about this. Hell, ain't you somebody? That's the way it works. I don't whine no more. I jump up and down and scream like Rumpelstiltskin. But if I see something wrong, everybody knows about it. And I see something wrong today. And I want y'all to vote right next time, y'all hear me? Don't have me come back down here straightening y'all out. I will come down here and straighten you out if you don't vote right next time. All right, now that's enough on that. We're going to do you a mining song. You know that mining, like I said, it's dangerous because you got that methane gas that gets released from the ground. See, that's Mother Earth saying, hey, now, you know, you better leave me alone now. You don't be taking my stuff. And then, of course, even just coal dust itself is volatile. That means it's flammable. All right. Yeah, see, I went to UT, didn't I? I'm a Vol. You cut me, I bleed orange. Yeah, I know you Gator fans. That's okay. Come up in my territory. So they would have to sometimes spread out just rock dust to keep the coal dust settled down. That's why they would tell miners not to smoke in the mines. They thought they was just trying to, hey, yeah, they don't want me to smoke. They're worried about my health. If they was worried about your health, you wouldn't be working in that mine. Don't ever let them fool you. They getting some tax break or something. They telling you not to do something. They don't care about your health. If they cared about your health, you would get cheap drugs out of Canada. Hey, listen to me now. You know, I'm getting close to that age. I need that stuff. You know, John talking about using his AARP card once. Hey, I use that thing all the time. I get into the movies cheap like kids now. You know, Rhonda's the only one that costs something. You know, and if I see somebody look like they can't tell how old I really am, boy, I'll get feeble on them. Oh, yeah, let me get my AARP card. That's okay, you gone, you know. We're going to do your song about, you know, I don't know if you've ever been up my way, further up I-75. Y'all probably think I-75 stops there at Valdosta. But no, it goes on through Chattanooga, or as my daddy used to say, Chattanooga. I don't know what he had in mind. I didn't want to ask him. and on up through hometown of Knoxville. Then it goes up across Jellicoe Mountain there, where they cut that path through that other pass through there. And if you go up Jellicoe Mountain, you see where they cut through all that, and you see them coal seams there and the cut banks. And some of them coal seams ain't but this wide, you know. And when they dig them tunnels, they ain't digging them big airy tunnels you see in the movies with lights and ventilation. They're making that tunnel 30 inches wide. And when you're going in to cut to get that coal, you crawling in on your hands and knees. So we're going to do you a song called 30-Inch Coal. Grab a pick and shovel and your safety light. Don't forget your fuses and your dynamite. Put on your knee pads and your safety toes. We're going to the coal mine where the coal is low. We're riding on a lizard in the 30-inch coal. See the cables sparkling, watch the little wheels roll. Now, Lord, have mercy on a miner's soul, down on his poor knees in the 30-inch coal. We're going to timber up the heading, drive your wedges tight, or your wife and children won't see you tonight. Now spread out a little rock dust, spread out a little more to keep that coal dust on the mining floor. We're riding on a lizard in the 30-inch coal. See the cables sparkling, watch the little wheels roll. Now, Lord, have mercy on a miner's soul, down on his poor knees in the 30-inch cold. Try that, riding on a lizard. Riding on a lizard in the 30-inch cold. See the cables sparkling, watch the little wheels roll. Now, Lord, have mercy. Mercy on a miner's soul, down on his poor knees in the 30-inch coal. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't explainify what a lizard was. A lizard's like a little tracked unit that would take you down into the mines, like riding on a roller coaster, and it wasn't nearly as fun as them in Orlando, you know. And then there was a little lizard thing, and it was about that tall, and you sat on it. It's like sitting on a set of steps, and that'd take you on them. But those wheels sparking would also ignite the methane and the coal. It was a very tragic life. Then they decided, well, you don't have to worry about that no more now, because since we own the mineral rights, we're just going to take off the top land that you live on, and we're going to go down in and get it in strip mining. And don't you worry about the fact that all this stuff is washing down into your streams and polluting your water. I mean, it got so bad up there that all the game was dying off. And the NRA and the tree huggers was all together on this one issue. Boy, that's a sure sign we're living in the last days. What time we started, because they're so far off. About one more? All right. Good thing, because I was just going to do one more. Of course, now I got to give the lecture before the song, but you do folks do know that I do a pop quiz on my audiences, and you know, so you should be taking notes, you know. You know, Rhonda and I have to, we have to homeschool, or as our son says, we road school, but I say, hey, that means you're going to be a road scholar. Hey, you know that? Because we're on the road about 10 months out of the year, about 70,000 miles a year. Of course, I get the fun things to teach because I'm the social studies teacher, and it comes real easy to me for some strange reason. And this year we were studying ancient cultures. You know, and I was teaching them all about Mesopotamia and you know, that's Iraq now. You know. Mesopotamia, you know, and all the, and the, all the cradle of civilization, they say, because they claim it happened along the Fertile Crescent. You remember learning about that? Fertile Crescent, you know, along the Tigris, Euphrates rivers, and all down the coast there, along through present-day Palestine and down into the Nile Delta, then up the Nile there, and when it became the Blue Nile up into Ethiopia. That's a crescent shape, Fertile Crescent. And see, you know, because we come from hunter-gatherers. You know, in other words, you know, we follow the game, you know, like the following the herds of caribou from over in Siberia. That's reindeer to you folks. And following them caribou over, you know, and striking out type A people, striking out from what you knew to the unknown, following them caribou over across the land bridge. It ain't there no more. Can't go back. Done burnt your bridge. And we would gather what we thought was edible, you know, and it was a trial and error thing. You know, you'd come along, well, that was pretty good. We ate that last year. Don't eat that one. Grandma ate that. She died. You know, it was trial and error, you know. And then as we'd gather some of these seeds, you know, we'd be along these fertile valleys and some of them seeds would drop out. And all of a sudden we came back the next year. We said, hey, you know, a lot more of that stuff is growing that we like. Maybe we could actually live here. Oh, we can domesticate these reindeer, make them into cows. That's a lot of domesticating. And we can stay here. We can build a civilization. We can stop fighting, and we can start producing art. See, that's the apex of a civilization when you start creating art. You're there long enough to develop a culture and you start getting along with your neighbors, something we seem to have forgotten about, getting along with your neighbors and start developing art and culture and music. And there in the cradle of civilization in a town called Ur, there was a man named Abram who kind of moved over and said, I don't like this neighborhood, man. They worshiping some weird dudes. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go over here into Palestine. And he came up with this one God theory and changed his name to Abraham. You probably read the story. Yeah, either in the Old Testament or in the Torah or something. You read it, you know. And they began to flourish. But Mother Nature's fickle. You know, she can't be on everybody's side, so sometime it's your time to be in the barrel. You know that story. And if it's fair, we all take our turn in the barrel. That's the way it goes. I don't mind being there occasionally, as long as I get to be out more than in, you know. And a drought came about, and they said, what are we going to do? We're hungry. And they said, wait a minute, look like our neighbors down to the south doing pretty good. Let's go down to the Nile Delta. Of course, the folks down to the Nile Delta said, oh, free workers for a few hundred years. You know the story. Finally, one of them youngins grew up. You know, he stuttered a little bit, but his brother Aaron could talk okay. And he led the folk out back through the desert. Of course, he had to wander for a while because he had some of them old heads that then started, you know, worshiping golden calves and stuff like that. And, you know, so they had to wander long enough for them folk to die off so the younger ones could come along. You know, back when I was real young, we used to say you don't trust nobody over 30. Now we say don't trust nobody under 30. You know, perspective, it changes your mind. But, you know, if you move out of your condo, and you've been gone a couple of hundred years, somebody come along and said, that's a nice condo. And they got back home and somebody else was living there. You know, had the audacity to think it was theirs. So they said, well, how are we going to take care of this problem? And they said, well, why don't we send some scouts over there? And then people, you know, the drought had long been gone. Them people were eating good. They'd gotten strong, you know, drinking milk, eating honey. But that don't sound too good to me. I'm diabetic. That don't sound good at all, that milk and honey thing. But, hey, some people, it's your taste. And they said, well, how are we going to take it? See, there's a word called faith. Now, see, a lot of people think that faith thing is blind believing. No, that ain't. See, faith means believing when everything tells you you shouldn't. It's like bravery is not being, oh, I can take care of it. No, bravery is being scared and doing it anyway. See, that's most of us. Okay? Let's don't lie to our youngins when we tell them stories. Let's tell them the truth. Let's be, yeah, this man was scared to death, but he did it anyway. Because that means, oh, then I can do it. You don't make your hero so strong you can't live up to it. You know, they got feet of clay, but they still do it anyway. So he said, by this time it was Joshua. You know, Moses had gone on to his reward. And Joshua said, you know what? And he was telling the truth, not like Jerry Falwell. He was telling the truth. You know, God told me. I know for sure that God has an answer machine. And every time Jerry Falwell comes up, God pretends he ain't home. You know. Gone, you know. You know, I'm checking on this sparrow that fell. Sorry, Jerry. Get back to you. You know, get my people to call your people. We'll do lunch, you know. Maybe on the Teletubby show. Hey, we don't know. But I just tell you what I see, you know. Hey, I'm just passing it on. All right. But Joshua said, you know what? God told me, you know, that there's this, you know, there's some truth to this ohm thing, he said. You know, the harmonics of the universe. And if we, you know, hit the right note, we'll set up some harmonics. You know, like them opera singers can shatter glass. We hit the right harmonics, we can tear that wall down. We just got to march around and sing, you know. See, singing does some good stuff, don't it? Well, that story fascinated my ancestors who found themselves in the wrong land in slavery. And they wrote a song. We're going to close on this. We may talk about the king of Gideon, talk about your man of Saul. Ain't no one like Joshua at the Battle of Jericho. Hey, Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. Jericho, Lord of Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Up to the walls of Jericho, march with the spear in hand. Blow them ram horns, Joshua cried, battle is in my hand. It Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. Jericho, Lord of Jericho, Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. Walls come a-tumbling down. Then the lamb, ram, sheep, horn began to blow. Trumpets began to sound. Joshua commanded the cherubim to shout. Walls come tumbling down that morning. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. Jericho, Lord of Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. Walls come a-tumbling down. It Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. Jericho, Lord of Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down. Sing a little louder, children. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling. One last time, children. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. Jericho, Lord of Jericho. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. Walls come a-tumbling down.